This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The things we know about the ancient Celtic people mostly come from the Imperial Romans. So it makes sense that we have records of war songs and ballads of heroes, and we know some of the instruments they may have played, but it is still a mystery as to what music that music actually sounded like. James Olin Odin makes it his job to find the roots of Celtic music. He is a contemporary Celtic musician from Raleigh. His album is called Sowin's March, and James is in our studio now. Welcome to the program. Good to have you here.
Good to be here, Frank.
What drew you to Celtic music?
Well, I mean, a friend of mine gave me a CD a long time ago, too, actually. One was for Silly Wizard, and the other was for a band called the Tannehill Weavers. And as soon as I heard him, I was totally enamored by him. As it happens, you know, two generations back, there's some Irish in my blood. We were Doyles, but that's not why I play the music. I play the music because it just absolutely draws me in and essentially has my heart.
Kind of interesting because we think we know Celtic music. Certainly we've all heard it. And we'd say, if we heard a Celtic tune, oh, that's some kind of Irish music.
Right.
But it is interesting to imagine a time before any sort of recorded history where the sound is lost to us entirely, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Celtic peoples were always ones to have an oral tradition and stuff. And it's interesting because of before St. Patrick came to Ireland, they were an illiterate people. Now, illiterate, funnily enough, does not mean an ignorant people. They just didn't write. But they had great memories, and there was people in their society that was their job, was to remember things. They remembered laws, they remembered happenings, they remembered beautiful poems and all kinds of things. Well, even things like medicinal things, and of course, you know, their version of medicine back then, well, you know, they were scientific as they knew to be, but that's how things always go. There's a progression.
They got us here. So whatever it was they were doing, it
right.
worked well enough to get us this far, and that's not bad. And one of the memory tools, of course, is a kind of rhythmic recitation of whatever it is you're trying
that's
to
correct.
Remember. So certainly those songs may have started out as lyric poems and very easily became highly melodic and delicious music. Would you play a song for us right now?
Sure. I just have to say that the first song I was going to play wasn't necessarily a Celtic song, but it has some Celtic... It hints at the culture and stuff, but it's one I wrote. It's called The Crack Is Free. And before I go on, just so you know, crack in Gaelic is good times with friends and stuff. So it goes like this. As long as there's company and cracks in the house, all will drink a friendship's crazer all through the night. Whiskey has a price, but the crack is free. So come on, friends and neighbors, won't you join along with me? I've heard many a tale make a strong man cry of war and famine, how fools die. As long as there's a chance, let's be of one accord. Oh, the whiskey has a price, but the crack is free. Hearing your laughter, seeing your smile, oh, there ain't nothing better I've heard in a while. A rich man drinks his whiskey, it's precious and dear. All but we'll drink to friendships, sweet camaraderie. I've heard many a tale make a strong woman cry of war and famine, how fools die. As long as there's a chance, all will be of one accord. All the whiskey has a price, but the crack is free. What do I hear? To my surprise, all the pipes they are playing into the night. Friends get to stepping, my circles will go round with true love and friendship, all the Creator's crown. Oh, loud cry of war and famine, how fools die. As long as there's a chance, all will be of one accord. Oh, the whiskey has a price, but the crack is free. As there's company and cracks in the house, all the drink of friendship's crazy. Oh, through the night, ah, the whiskey has a price, but the crack is free. Oh, come on, friends and neighbors, won't you join along with me? I've heard many a tale make a strong nation cry of war and famine, how fools die. As long as there's a chance, we'll be of one accord. Oh, the whiskey has a price, but the crack is free. Ah, the whiskey has a price, but the crack is free.
James Olin Odin, he has a record called Samhain's March, and he is here with a song called The Crack is Free. Man, it's a good thing you told me that it doesn't mean the same in Gaelic, because that would recontextualize that whole thing there. And that would have changed the history of Ireland had the whiskey had a price and the crack was free.
Right.
What do you know about that song? How far back does it go, and what's that about?
Well, that's one I wrote. But the concepts, you know, some of them, they kind of talk about modern Celtic culture. Today there are like Irish music festivals. There's gatherings that people get together and do. There's the Scottish Highland Games and stuff like that. And whenever we get together, it's not like it's perfect. It's like any community. There's dysfunctions and stuff like of that sort. But there's this when it starts working. There's this beautifulness of companionship and comradeship and the crack is there. You know, I mean, it's like we might be passing the whiskey around and stuff, but that's not what's required. What's required is that we get together and enjoy one another's company.
How much research do you do? Now, that's when you wrote, but you also do traditional songs as well, right?
I certainly do, and I do quite a bit of research on songs. You know, usually what happens is I will hear a song. I'm out of breath. You know, this music is very aerobic, by the way.
I'm listening to that. It's sort of amazing. You know, you put a lot of, I mean, it sounded great, and you're working on the guitar. You really get a great sound out of that. And yeah, this music takes a lot of energy, doesn't it?
It sure does. But yeah, I do a lot of research. I'll hear a song and I really like it, and so then I'll listen to it over and over again. And that's kind of a research. But then there'll be things like, you know, well, what is that dialectical word they're using, mean, or something like that? Like, you know, crack is an example, but there could be others. You know, in Irish music, you might hear Colleen, which is a young girl, and or Bochel, which is a young boy. And you know, and if you hear a Scottish song, there's even more dialectical stuff. Instead of saying go away, they'll say gang awa and things of that sort. And
what do you mean dialectical?
They're speaking in a dialect.
Oh,
so
yeah,
so the first dialect. Language of, yeah. of the Celtic peoples.
I thought it was Marxist music for a minute there.
No,
and I
might be making up a word as we go. But
okay.
Jazz right. is cool too.
So then you try to fathom the meanings of these things, what the
right.
dialect is,
and the history.
And how, you know, how something could stand for a whole group of people. So a Colleen could be a girl's name, but it also means a young woman and that sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah. So what, will you do another song for us?
I certainly will. Another one that I wrote, and it's not as traditional, but then I'm going to switch into a more traditional mode for the last ones. This one is kind of cool because of course, because I wrote it. And I have a classical guitar, by the way, and you have to tune them like almost every song. It's really an annoyance, but we just have to put up with that. But anyway, this song...
But you got steel strings on that, right?
So no, it's actually they're nylon wrapped in bronze, which is what you typically see on a classical. And the high strings are all nylon. But this song came about, and it's in tune, because of I was in an Irish session at a friend's house, and trying to play along, wasn't doing so good. I knew it, and I asked somebody afterwards, well, man, I was close, right? And he looked at me and he said, James, you need to learn to listen louder. And hurt my feelings, but it was some of the best advice I've ever heard. So I wrote a song about that. goes like this. We've all got so much to say, but lack the patience to hear one another. World full of voices that can't be heard, 'cause we're all talking over each other. Spend my life playing the tunes that resonate in my heart. All of me, so little of you. Well, it's no wonder we're so far apart. Gotta listen louder, gotta listen hard, gotta listen louder if you ever want to be heard. Hear the people screaming one another, cutting down, showing disdain. So busy proving their points, so can't hear what each other's saying. Why you wanna talk to me about love? It's a waste of your precious breath. Why don't we get to loving one another, and there'll be nothing more to say. Gotta listen louder, gotta listen hard, gotta listen louder if you ever wanna be heard. Working out what was wrong. Well, the old man said, you gotta listen louder. His words, they cut to the bone. Didn't want to admit that I was wrong. You gotta cut the earth before you sow. Hope the seeds that are gonna make you grow. Gotta listen louder. Gotta listen hard. Gotta listen louder if you ever wanna be heard. I can see we don't agree. Well, that's all right with me. I love your spirit, I love your smile. We don't have to agree. Gotta listen louder, gotta listen hard, gotta listen louder if you ever wanna be heard. Gotta listen louder, gotta listen hard, gotta listen louder if you ever wanna be heard, if you wanna heal this world.
James Olin Odin, Listen Louder. Man, that's gonna be, that will be hanging over the door of this studio now. Listen Louder. I love that idea. Listen Louder. Samhain's March, what's that all about? What does that mean?
Well, Samhain is the celebration that in America we know it is Halloween, but it's really much more than that. It starts on the evening of Halloween, it's actually the whole month of November for them. It's the beginning of their winter. It is a celebration time, and people still acknowledge it today in Ireland and in most of the Celtic countries and stuff in one way, shape, or form. But being the beginning of winter, it's the beginning of the dying time. And Samhain's March came about because I wrote a melody about that time, about when Samhain was coming around again. And I started pondering, you know, this life is finite. You know, we're here for a bit and then we're gone. But in the Celtic spirit, we shouldn't live that life in fear of death, but we should be, you know, brave and strong and more than that, shine as long as we can shine until our light goes out.
I am fearing the end of this program, and before I do, I want to let you play us out with a traditional song.
Yes.
So maybe you'll play the Queen of Argyle for us?
I sure will.
To close out. And before you do that, I just want to say that you've been listening to James Olin Odin. His album is called Samhain's March. He's going to be playing tonight at Tiernanogue in Raleigh. And that's our program for today. This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stachow. Once again, James Olin Odin.
Gentlemen, it is my duty. Inform you all one beauty, the height of you have ever known, to seek her for a while. Though I own she is a creature of character and feature, no one can paint the picture of the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you were only there, the swan was in her movement done, the morning in her smile, all the roses in the garden, they bow and ask her pardon, for no one can match the beauty of the Queen of all Argyle. On the evening that I mentioned, I passed with light intention through parts of our dear country known for beauty and for style, being a place of no thinkers, of scholars and great drinkers, but above them all for splendor stood the Queen of all Argyle. And if you could have seen her there, boys, if you were only there, the swan was in her movement on the morning in